Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about Chris Pratt and how he got engaged to Katherine Schwarzenegger, who is Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver's daughter. She's 29. Yeah. I thought she was a little bit younger, but Patrick Schwarzenegger is the one that's 25.
Yeah, okay.
Because we think they're younger, but we forget that time flies, and Miley Cyrus is like, what, 26 now or something crazy?
Wow.
25? I mean, we forget. We think they're like so young, but it's been like 7 years since they were 16, people.
Look at like Paris Jackson. They're all grown up. She's grown up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're all grown now.
The kids are getting so old. The kids are growing up.
Crazy. Well, anyway, Chris Pratt got engaged to Katherine Schwarzenegger, and he had just gotten divorced from Anna Faris. And somehow these two have managed to just get along and smile in front of the cameras. I don't know if they already had a boyfriend and a girlfriend before they split or what. They seem to be real happy.
Yeah.
Split up yet together and hanging out all the time.
Yeah. Jovial.
Yeah. So this was her response. They may be the happiest non-couple ever.
Oh, God.
I'm so happy for you both! !! Congratulations! !!
Wow.
Now that's a land. No, I don't know many people live in that land.
When they split up, they said it was amicable and everybody rolled their eyes like, of course it
is. I'm still rolling my eyes. For the record.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just, but hey, I mean, talk about moving fast.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But it just shows how checked out they both were for years.
Clearly.
If they're both able to move on and get engaged in like 6 months. That's insane.
And they're still able to like be happy for each other and with each other.
So they were not even in a relationship, is my guess.
Better off as friends, I guess.
You don't just end a relationship 5 months later and get engaged to somebody else unless you're completely checked out.
Truth.
When you feel like you're more friends than lovers anymore.
Or in denial.
One or the other.
Or you got under somebody else to make yourself feel
better. I'm sure we'll figure it out.
And you're masking it with your new relationship.
Yeah.
But, so we'll see. Time will tell.
Who knows?
But right
now, he's got a new movie coming out, Chris Pratt, the Lego movie. Another Lego movie coming out.
Jeez, they never end.
No,
they don't.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What is your good news, Gibbons, to start the day?
My good news, I was pulling out of my driveway this morning, and then I remembered, so I pulled back in my driveway, and I took out the trash this morning. I forgot to take it out yesterday, and I was like, if I forget, because if you forget 1 week, your life is over.
That's right.
It piles up, and then you're jammed. But I remembered, thank God, first thing this morning.
Every Monday morning I do that. I'm with you, Gibbons.
Oh, I'm a mess.
Allie, what's your good news?
My good news is Hudson and I fixed like 7 things around the house last night.
Mr. Fix-It.
It was amazing.
Hudson.
They got a tool set from their Auntie Natalie for Christmas.
Aww.
A big tool set with like a thing. So now he carries around his wrench and his hammer and his saw.
That is adorable.
And he followed me around the house and we changed all the heat registers. And I was like, okay, screw it in. And he takes the plastic drill and he's like, I'm like, fantastic, it's in.
Nice.
So Hudson and I had a cute little build things last night section together.
My good news is that I finally found a bone that will outlast my dog's chewing.
That's nice.
It's these big ass antlers that they sell. I bought one at the Elmbrook Humane Society.
Yeah.
It was huge.
They
were on sale. It was $18, but it was huge.
Can he chew through it at all?
No.
Like any pieces
He's been going at it for like 4 days and he hasn't put a dent in it
That's
yet.
That's amazing.
The other ones he has, but I was like, something to keep my dog distracted when he's out of camp.
Absolutely.
Finally,
bring him to
yes.
my house, he can chase the rabbits in my yard.
Oh, dude, he'll love it. He'll kill them.
I'm constantly screaming, Bella, no! She's chasing a rabbit out the yard.
Oh, yeah, he'll get him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rabbit killer, man, that dog. He's a dingo.
No!
Man, what?
Survival of the fittest, man.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, my God. Devil. You guys are crazy.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind.
The Jamie Kloss case keeps unraveling from Barron, Wisconsin. The 13-year-old girl that went missing and then found.
I could not stop looking at the pictures of the cabin this morning. I hadn't seen them, and they were showing them, and I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I don't know what's creepier. Like, the pictures inside of the Patterson, was it Patterson Matter or something it says on the outside? There's like a sign that says like Patterson Cabin. I don't know.
Well, Gibbons was like, because I guess the douchebag said he didn't do it. He didn't plan well enough.
Yeah. If I would have planned it correctly, they never would have found me. Like,
and Gibbons goes, so what's would have been the point of it? I said, to keep her forever as like a slave. What do you there's got to be kidnapped kids in cabins in remote areas in America that have been there for years that we can't find. And I said, now I want to go look in every cabin.
Seriously.
Now I'm obsessed.
The criminal complaint is terrifying, just reading through it. It said, you know, goes into detail about went to her house twice to take her twice, but then realized twice to go into her house that there were too many people there. And then
so
we finally
left.
And then he went back a third time, and she said that Jamie Kloss said that she was waiting there with her mom, and they heard a knock at the door and heard her dad heard a gunshot, knew that her dad was shot, and she's in the bathtub with her mom. Her mom is freaking out, obviously. The guy runs, bursts into the door, breaks down the bathroom door to get to her. Has the mom tape her mouth shut and then shoots the mom and then ties her up, puts her in the trunk, and then he even disengaged that thing in the back of the trunk that you can, they have a release in the back of trunks for like people that if you get trapped in there for some reason in this exact instance, he knew he was going to do it, so he took that out.
Oh, I didn't even know there was that in a trunk.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've never been stuck in a trunk, thank God.
Some cars, if you lift it up, when you can see a little thing hanging down and it glows in the dark. It's a little handle that's a trunk release. Oh. So if you're inside, you can pull something and it'll open up the trunk.
Oh,
then he took her, then he kept her under his bed, and it's just
general population. General population.
See,
he's being held on a $5 million bond right now, as he should be. Should be way more than that. But he's allegedly said that he confessed to it. That's what they're saying. It's like all the documents that I've been reading.
I don't think he even needs to at this point, though. I think she's enough for them to know.
Yeah, I read they found him. The minute they found him, he said, I know why you're here. I did it. And then that was the confession.
Elizabeth Smart. They were always claiming they didn't do anything. The people that raped and, you know, held her hostage for 9 months. They were like, what?
Oh.
I mean, these people are crazy.
Yes. Ugh. Need some mental help, I'm sure, as well. So that's the update on the Jamie Kloss incident.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so yesterday we talked about this late in the show. We didn't get into it in the beginning, but The Rock, of course, not happy because a video came out claiming he had done an interview where he called millennials snowflakes and all this stuff. There was no actual video of him doing this interview.
No.
Nor was there any sound. It was just a video someone made on Facebook, a fake video with putting text underneath and music saying, Dwayne The Rock Johnson said millennials are snowflakes. Like, it never even happened. It was a completely fabricated interview, which, I mean, I've seen tabloids stretch the truth, but it's amazing when they just straight out make up a story and then circulate it. And then you wonder why the feds are getting involved with politics on Facebook.
Right?
Because they have all these crazy fake things that people are dumb enough to share. So
what did he say?
Well, supposedly in the interview, he said, millennials are snowflakes, but...
Well, I know, but did he respond?
Yes, this is what he said.
I can't believe I have to do this again and set the record straight on something, but I'm happy to do it. Earlier today online, an interview dropped with me, apparently it was with me, where I was insulting and criticizing millennials. The interview never took place, never happened, never said any of those words. Completely untrue, 100% fabricated. I was quite baffled when I woke up this morning. You know, I've gained such a great trust and equity with all you guys all around the world over the years, and you know it's not a real DJ interview if I'm ever insulting a group, a generation, or anyone, because that's not me, and it's not who I am, and it's not what we do. So to the millennials, the interview never happened. To the plurals, the baby boomers, the snowflake generation, I don't even know where that term came from. The tequila generation, that's a generation I just started. Yeah. That's a good one if you want to join it. I always encourage empathy, I encourage growth, but most importantly, I encourage everybody to be exactly who they want to
be. He seemed like a nice guy that would never... Would never even, those words would never even come out of his mouth.
Well, and a minority. I mean, the people that scream snowflake are the ones that don't want to have empathy for anyone else that has issues. It's an easy way to push someone's problem away and go, please, you're being too, it's so easy to just push a real concern away of somebody's. Yeah. Although it's also easy to push dumb concerns away too, so.
The Rock says, know your role and love everyone.
Oh, shit, that's what he says.
That's what he says. I mean, you just heard himself.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You're familiar with Venmo, right, you guys? The pay app.
I'm obsessed with Venmo. I pay my nanny every week with Venmo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Every week.
You go out to dinner with friends, you need to split the bill, Venmo. Mm-hmm. No problem.
Uh-huh.
Now, this started as a joke on Twitter and has turned into a real thing. People were putting things on their Twitter like, Venmo me $10 and I'll comment, do better on your ex's photograph. Or Venmo me $5 and I'll go say ew on your boss's pic or whatever. Just something salacious and sketchy on social media. They'll go do your dirty work for you if you Venmo them money. And it turned into a real thing. Now people are doing this.
Oh my
Things
God.
Like Venmo me $20 and I'll comment ew on an enemy's selfie. $10 to message your mans and see if he's cheating. $5 for some feet pics.
Allie, yes.
Allie has a question. You put your hand up.
Actually, two things. One, do they know I can make a fake account and do that myself?
Yeah.
And two, do they know my best friend would do it with her real account for me? I'm just questioning if these people need new friends because my friends would do this crap for me.
True.
Because
saying
and
things like,
second.
Venmo me $20 and I'll DM your man to see if he'll cheat on you.
Oh.
So she'll message your man and flirt with him. Try to get him to take the bait and then report back to you with all the dirty details.
If you are at that point, your relationship's over, okay? Yeah.
Well, who's worse, the person that's asking you to do the Venmo or the person that's actually doing the deed? I think the person that's asking
is worse.
The guy
that's cheating, that's the worst.
Yeah, the cheater's the worst, for sure.
Well,
yeah.
if nobody's saying anybody is cheating, it's just somebody doing investigating. So they're hiring Investigator Alley. You should make your own Investigator Alley Venmo account.
People have told me I could, like the FBI, let's go. I love, dude, and my best friend's like that too. We will stalk the crap out of you,
Allie,
dude.
Allie, that's brilliant. If Allie puts Venmo me $50 and I'll find out the dirt on your ex.
See?
And then Allie made $1 million in one day.
She gets so much money.
The thing is, I got a high off of solving the problem anyway. I don't need the money.
Right.
Yeah, but
Let me just figure out the problem.
You don't need the money, but you want the money because capitalism.
And what's even funnier is you don't have any tools that anybody doesn't have already. You're just using Facebook, Google, and CCAP. That's all you're using.
Oh, That's my point. I can do all of these things myself with a fake account.
Right?
It's not that hard to do a dummy account.
But anybody can do that. You're just really good at it. So there you go. The new Venmo, the petty favors on Venmo.
That's too much.
I think I'm going to try it.
I love watching, even though you can't see how much people pay each other, you can see the people like write what they paid each other for.
Oh, yeah.
It's pure entertainment. If you get on Venmo, just get on Venmo. You don't have to send anyone money. Just download the app and then open it and just watch all the funny things people are sending people. And you'll be like, wow, all my friends are on Venmo. That's the way I felt when I got on. I was like,
I bought a bunch of those energy drinks that Gibbons and I drink every morning, Allie.
Yeah.
And Gibbons sent me some Venmo money and he put hookers and blow.
Exactly.
$5 for hookers and cocaine. Hey.
Hookers and cocaine.
Exactly.
It's early in the morning. We got to wake up and get it on.
My nanny worked one day, one week. I wrote morning quick. There you go. There's $50.
There you go. And then transfer gets my account right now.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Venmo.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's bigger than the Kardashians, you guys. It's bigger than the Kardashians. Holy hell. It's 103.7 Riggs and Allie.
Everything's bigger than the Kardashians now. They've all lost weight.
True that.
Seriously,
true
look at
that.
Kim and Khloe, skinny as hell.
Mm-hmm.
True story. Skinny, yeah.
Well, remember when Kylie Jenner had her baby?
Yeah.
And it was the most liked picture on Instagram with, what was it, like 19 million some views?
Some kind of crazy like that, yeah.
Yep. Well, some guy in London was reading the most liked Instagram post of 2018 and thought to himself, I wonder if something ridiculous could get the most liked. So he hatches an idea, pardon the pun, to put a picture of an egg on Instagram. It's an account titled World Record Egg. World_record_egg. Opened it on like January 4th. Posted it saying, World record egg. Let's set a world record together and get the most liked post on Instagram, beating the current world record held by Kylie Jenner, 18 million. We got this with the hands raised up. Guess okay. how many likes this one picture of this one egg now has on Instagram?
How many?
40 million.
40 million?
40 million, 16,961 as of right now. As
wonder
of
what
right
Kylie's
now.
Had, what Kylie's baby picture had.
18 million is what she had. 18
so
million.
So did he just fake account out or what? He I mean, how did made he double
a,
that?
He just made a random account and people caught wind of it and people thought it was funny and uh-huh. people kept double tapping it and checking
and
it.
And he's getting no money or anything
no,
for this.
No, nothing at all. Something called Egg Gang.
Not even his name mentioned in the story. That's no.
Nope.
He didn't even want his name. He didn't want his name mentioned. He's some random guy in the UK. I'm sure it'll come out later because this is a huge story now. Everybody's talking about this egg.
I but never heard of it until you just told me, quite frankly.
Now you have.
She who laughs last laughs loudest. Did you see Kylie's response on Instagram?
No. I did, and I thought it was very petty.
Oh, so yesterday, Allie, she goes on Instagram,
it was petty,
right?
Not that creating an account with a picture of an egg.
Oh, yeah. Although this is great,
to
though.
To beat her out.
She's yeah. in LA, and she has an egg in her hand. She's holding that egg up, and she cracks that egg, and she fries that egg on the pavement outside of her house. It King Kylie wins.
That's actually funny.
It is kind of funny.
It's not funny. It didn't
Wait,
even fry
did it cook?
When it hit the ground. No, it hit the ground. Oh, it just kind of...
It fizzled. It fizzled
matter?
A little bit.
He's doing the alley right now where he would just say the Kardashians are stupid anyway because...
It didn't
he
even
would never,
fizzle.
He would never open his mind to the Kardashians.
Kylie should have saluted the egg, said very funny, not... Threaten the egg?
Kylie's in the wrong. Not the guy who started a dumb picture of an egg.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Missed connection time, let's go.
And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
What's so funny?
That shot's fire. That was funny.
Oh, I said something funny.
Oh, my God.
I'm used
funny.
To that.
And the effect.
Uh-huh.
I'm not used to that either. That was great.
I know. Sorry. I try to be funny more often. This misconnection happened in Grafton, up north in Grafton.
Grafton.
Says, sexy guy at F&F in Grafton.
F&F tires,
and
maybe?
F. No, Foreman Fitness Health Club. I looked it up.
Wow.
It's a girl for a guy. She writes, you roll up in a 100K Benz,
Damn.
Work out in Gucci clothes, leave in even more expensive clothes, and yet no one seems to know who the hell you are. Your body is rock solid, and I got a glimpse of your abs and pecs one day. Wow.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey, the guy's just trying to work out. Leave him alone.
Jeez.
From what I can tell, and I imagine you have tats all over your body, and only a few of them show, you look like a complete hottie. I just want to raise my hand and say, I've noticed. I'm interested. You've got this vibe about you that makes you unapproachable. Are you really? If you look me in the eyes and smile next time, I'll take it from there. Winky face. Yours in lust and sweat.
Ooh.
They're not unapproachable. They don't like you.
Yes. He just
That's
wants
the problem.
He's really rich and he wants to get his workout on and then leave without you oogling him.
God.
Leave him alone. The harassment goes both ways.
Damn right.
This has been I never knew there was an F&F and Grafton misconnection.
The more you know.
The more you know, yes.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I figured it out where to go during the day. To find a man. I will take your guesses. Riggs Givens, even intern Jack,
uh-huh.
come over to this mic, intern Jack. We got a new intern. I will accept all your guesses for where you think I should go daily to find a man.
I have three guesses.
Well, okay.
Costco, Target, or the library?
Not even close.
None of the above.
All nope. right.
Jack, you can go next.
I would
go
find
ahead.
Nothing but women at Target during the day, first
I'm
of all.
I'm going to go Stay on Dad's. Speedway.
I do love Speedway, but no. Another solid choice.
Dude, it's church. Of course it is church.
I'm sure
church.
The Roman Catholic Church, right?
Uh-huh.
That's where you find all the men.
Maybe I was wrong when I said this is where you go to find a man, because all three men did not pick the place.
Oh,
I
no.
Right.
We're not there. Where is it?
It's not just this store. It's any store like this. There I was, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Hudson was in school for a couple hours.
Yeah.
I had to go return something to Home Depot.
Oh,
and
duh.
Guesses at Home Depot during the day.
Dudes.
Nothing but dudes.
Uh-huh.
And except for a few chicks that work there. And all the dudes are pulling up in their big trucks, right? They're pulling up.
Yeah.
They're getting out. And they're not wearing suits or anything. So I'm kind of turned on because they're these like dirty, you know, work with their hands dudes. So I'm like,
Dude. Yeah,
pick up that wood, man. And I'm like watching them. And I'm
pick
like,
pick up that wood.
Uh-huh. This is brilliant, though.
I was there during the day and I thought, why don't I ever go to home improvement stores during the day to find a man? It is packed with men, right? Packed.
Yeah, it is packed.
And
with
they
men.
All have jobs because they're all there getting something for work.
Yeah,
dude.
I was like,
careful. They might be getting something for somebody else who makes more money than them, though. So you might need to follow that guy to the bigger guy.
I don't need the richest guy. I don't need the richest guy. I just need to do with a job. That's fine. That's fine.
You hear that, guys?
Some work ethic, some ambition.
Yeah.
If he's a guy with a job and he's a handyman, because, I mean, it seems like every other day you're in here telling us about some kind of handiwork that you had to do yourself because something broke.
True.
If you could find Johnny or Steve with their construction business at Home Depot in the middle of the day.
I'm telling you, I was sitting in the parking lot on my phone for like a few minutes, like returning emails and things before I walked in. So I'm sitting in my car watching
guys walk
dude
by.
After dude after dude after, and I'm like, wow,
oh, I should
be
meat,
at Home Depot or McDonald's during the day. Meat market during the day. Like,
yeah.
I was like, women should just come here. And I could see myself getting checked out because I was the only woman.
I was just going to say that.
I was
that.
The only woman, Gibbons. I swear to God. I thought, I'm skinnier now. I'm feeling myself. My makeup and hair is done today. Yeah. And I'm walking through Home Depot getting my stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a tough bro. I don't know anything about anything. Let's be real. So I'm walking through like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, it is a meat market in here right now for me.
Dude.
And every time I'd walk by, a man would look. It doesn't mean he liked me. It just means I was the only chick around.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Whoa,
it's
woman in here.
Literally like, whoa.
What are you doing in here?
She's a chick. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in here, Toots?
So,
oh, man.
Ladies, I think I figured it out.
You know what?
Middle of the day, home improvement stores.
The great news about this is there are at least two dudes right now who are telling their friends, bro, I saw this like 6-foot blonde in Home Depot yesterday. Yeah. We got to start going during the day more, Steve. This is where we'll get the hot chicks.
And as a man, you can go there, a single dude, and still get some shopping done. Even if you don't pick up chicks, you get a bunch of crap done. So it's a win-win for both genders, really.
Oh my God.
We found true gender equality, Allie. Look at this. Home Depot.
Seriously.
You know?
Guys can go there, and if women are looking for them and they're not, that's fine. You can just do your shopping.
Man.
Go about your business.
I just
that's a life changer.
Who knows? Maybe
it was really eye opening yesterday. Like, why didn't I think of this before?
I smell a misconnection coming up soon.
Maybe
something about Allie. You were
dear guy in the window aisle,
handling his wood at Home Depot.
Oh!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7KISSFM.com. This is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Right now, it's time for Hell to the No.
Hell no. No.
So when you walk into the gym and your trainer says you're doing something called German high volume training,
what in the hell is that?
I don't know, but I can't walk today and I feel really numb. It was awful. It was god awful. It was a good workout, though.
I actually believe you.
Right? Do you have a hell to the no,
Gibbons? Dude, I've been struggling all morning, you guys. I must have slept with my mouth open last night because I have had dry mouth all day. And no matter how much water I drink, my lips are cracking. My mouth is dry. My tongue feels all like sandpaper.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Taking it to the dentist.
Taking a medication?
That's a good question.
No.
Sometimes medication will give you a dry mouth.
I don't know, man.
It's honestly probably his heat. He just needs a dehumidifier.
Yeah.
Or not a dehumidifier. I'm sorry. A humidifier. Wow, that would be the opposite of what you want.
Yeah,
don't
right?
get the dehumidifier. Honestly, you should sleep in this in the winter. The heat gets dry.
Yeah.
That
I've learned
sense.
This over the years with my voice issues and like how dry it gets.
Mm-hmm.
A humidifier will fix some of the dryness, and you won't wake up with cotton mouth.
We do sleep near a vent, so that's probably it.
Yeah.
Or we might have just fixed my
It's the winter dryness.
That doesn't work. Come crash at my house where the humidity is 73%.
Oh, God.
He would leave there looking oily.
He would. I'm surprised I don't walk out of my house just glistening with just moisture.
Oh, my God.
You can text to 71037 or call 799-1037. Do you have something that made you say hell to the no? Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, do you have a hell to the no? Is that what you're calling about?
Yes.
All right, what is it?
When Ariana Grande's concert gets pushed off for 3 months.
Oh, yeah?
Are you upset about that?
I am. It was a Christmas present for my daughter,
and she's got to
wait even longer.
But she's still coming,
yes.
And think about it this way. It's going to be warm out when she comes now.
And your
daughter can dress like her.
Yeah.
But you'll also be able to hold those tickets over her head for another couple of months, so you're not going to be good. You're not going to Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
So wait, Ariana... Yep. rescheduled because why?
Of Coachella.
Oh, so she's playing Coachella, so she canceled Milwaukee, rescheduled for summer.
Rescheduled. Mm-hmm. She didn't cancel Milwaukee, she rescheduled.
Yeah, yes. You know what I mean.
Rescheduled to July 5th during Summerfest time, which Summerfest was like,
Hell no. Can I ask you one question since I've got you on the phone and you bought your, you know, daughter Ariana Grande tickets? What did you think about Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson's whirlwind engagement?
I think it's crazy.
Okay, that was all I needed. Yeah. Have fun at the concert.
Yes. Thanks for calling this morning. Oh, when you wake up for work and it's 50 degrees in your house because your furnace went out. Hell to the no.
Damn.
That's not good.
We also got a text from our friend Mila.
Mila.
What up, Mila? We love you. She said, my hell to the no is my stupid phone won't let me send my son's baby pic to you. The service is not activated on the network. What does that even mean?
I don't even know, but you got to enter our cutest baby contest on our website because, one, you enter your picture, then we're going to start voting soon, and then you're going to win tons of stuff for your kid.
Hell yeah. I saw a photo of our cutest baby contest of a Pick and Save yesterday.
Yeah.
They went plaster all over the place.
Nice. Thanks, Pick and Save. We love you guys. 414-799-1037. Text coming in to 71037. When you run out of cat food for three cats in the morning, hell to the no. Having more than two cats, hell to the no.
Having more than one.
Sorry. More than two cats in your borderline.
Now, too, he's only saying that because of you, Gibbons.
I know.
He really thinks zero or one.
But I really do.
Again, he's saying the opposite of that.
Because of Gibbons. He's a cat guy now.
It's true.
Watch it, dude.
You're trying not to
offend
him.
You're going to turn into a cat guy.
I grew up with cats.
I was going to say, he already is one.
Yeah. I love cats. I love dogs.
You're
going to
start favoring the cats over the dogs. You don't watch yourself. I've seen people do that. It happens in households with children. Don't favor the cats over the dogs. Killer is your child.
That's true.
And please, God, let me read this next text.
Oh, God.
Yes, please, Allie. Go ahead.
We should have Hell to the Naw awards. This may actually win because I'm dying right. Hell to the Naw is going on a Tinder date that goes amazing just to go back to his house and have him ask if I'd like to kick him in the blank for the next 45 minutes.
What in the hell?
Is that some sort of a kinky sex thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Oh my.
What?
How can that even turn anybody on?
I would die. I'm literally on a great date. Could you imagine you're on a great date? You go back and they ask you to do something bizarre and you're like,
here's what I want you to do. I want you to kick me in the junk for 45 minutes.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Oh.
That is crazy.
799-1037 KISS FM. You got a hell to the no?
Man, my hell no is texting in about 16 times to win the $1,000.
Uh-huh.
That's a hell yes.
Yeah. And finally getting a call, but hanging up because I was on the road.
Oh no, man.
You saying somebody called that you were the winner of the money?
Yeah.
Did you get back in touch with them?
No, I didn't get in touch, but I never get any random phone calls like most people do.
Uh-huh.
So when I get a number that does that I don't know, I know it's something I entered.
Well, we would have left a message.
Yeah, they would have left a message if it was us.
100% they would have left one.
I guess that makes me feel good that I didn't miss out.
So, hell to the no, you're still broke.
Yeah.
But hell to the yes, because you can do it again.
It's
we'll
awesome
do another
being
KISS
on
keyword.
The radio, though.
What's that?
It's awesome being on the radio, though.
I know, man. Well, we'll do another keyword here in about 15, 20 minutes, all right?
All right. Thanks.
See you. Can this also be nominated for a Hell to the No award? She says, I think it's a woman. That moment when you get your final bill for your reception.
A woman? Of course it's a woman, dude. Her name's Rachel at the end.
I didn't read that far down. Jesus, give me. That moment when you have final bill for your reception that you have to pay by 1 p.m. today and there's an extra $1,000 in gratuity added that you did not expect.
Oh.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So if you've been missing any of the updates on the crazy R. Kelly situation with the documentary coming out, now everyone's horrified by how he's been treating women over the years.
Dude, they were showing a marathon of it on Lifetime yesterday.
Oh, they were?
In the middle of the day. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, they're going to run that thing nonstop now because it's getting even more publicity with all this crap coming out.
And we should be able to talk about it in the middle of the day. The fact that we don't want to talk about it in the middle of the day is like,
quite frankly,
sad.
We should have been talking about this 15 years ago when it was happening.
When he was marrying Aaliyah.
Yes. But go ahead, Allie.
We digress.
What the hell is Kanye saying?
Yeah, well, Lady Gaga pulled her music off with them. Celine Dion had one that he wrote on her Christmas album. Uh-huh. She pulled that off. Yeah. You can no longer access any of these from these women. But now Kanye decided that he was going to defend R. Kelly like a dum-dum.
Oh, God.
That's even possible. Oh. He was hosting one of his Sunday service events. I guess this is a thing. I could care less. Apparently, Kanye thinks he's a man of the cloth.
Is he a man of the cloth?
He thinks he's the Lord, though. That's the problem.
Oh, Lord.
But he goes on and he starts arguing that art should be separated from the artist.
Okay.
He mentioned that the Michael Jackson documentary is going to come out on HBO. He said, they're just going to pull up full documentaries on him. Then they're going to come with the Michael Jackson documentary. We can all enjoy all their music we want. I thought I wasn't going to go there today. If we're going to tear down artists, let's go ahead and take Leonardo da Vinci out of the Louvre while we're at it. Let's take down all the art.
What freaking proof do you have that Leonardo da Vinci
didn't keep women in his house and abuse them?
And Michael Jackson's dead, R. Kelly's not. You want to argue about doing a documentary about a dead guy, that's one thing. Yeah. You want to talk about somebody that's still doing it and there's proof? Are you crazy?
Right.
So then Kim has to defend him like a moron when she should just shut her mouth.
Dear Lord. God, make it
she
stop.
Was quick to defend him. Of course, she got on because everyone was going at him like, you idiot.
Of course.
Yeah, of course, you should not separate the artist from the art if they're horrific people. They should be in jail. Like, because they're famous and they're talented, they don't get to suffer consequences like the rest of us. It's insane.
Allie, Kanye said it, so it's got to be factual information.
He's a genius.
Well, here's Kim's quote.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
I want to make it very clear. He's not condoning anyone's actions or unacceptable, disgusting behavior. Huh?
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is. By saying separate the two, he absolutely is.
Like,
yes, he is.
If you're able to listen to I Believe I Can Fly Again or Bump and Grind by R. Kelly
without being grossed out,
yeah,
you might. Well, it's, you know, but you know what the core of this issue is with Kanye. It's about people hating him.
Yes.
Because he's like, separate the art from the artist. Because we all go, but your music's so good, but we hate you.
Yeah.
Kanye, this isn't the same.
No.
Not even remotely.
I'll still listen to your music even though you're a dum-dum.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't really disgust me.
Yeah, Kanye didn't mentally and physically abuse women that we know
problem.
Of. So you can separate it in that situation.
He's always missing the point, this guy.
Right.
Always.
Because he gets so obsessed with himself, but people hate me. I got to defend that guy. It's like, not the same. Not the same.
Just make it stop, Kanye. Just don't be stupid, you moron.
Well, I need a yoga teacher. Somebody tell me how to make deep breaths.
Right.
Deep breaths.
Oh, wait, that's Lamaze class. Damn it. I got that wrong.
There's a Kardashian story. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
I still have to say that.
Because
I don't care about
that. Kanye, shut up.
And Kim, you too.
Yeah. Don't be a little hole.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Now here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, 52 wins. Only been beaten 8 times. Some kind of a little winning streak here. Let's see if Gibbons the Great can... stump, or somebody can stump Gibbons the Great. You think of somebody famous, and he can guess exactly who you're thinking of using only yes or no questions. Gibbons the Great, come on in the studio.
Hey, what be popping over here in these streets and in the hood?
Lots of things, man. We got Heidi on the phone this morning from Milwaukee. Heidi, are you ready to go?
Absolutely.
She's thinking of someone famous, Gibbons the Great. Please, proceed.
All right, Heidi. On your mind, is there someone who really exists?
Yeah.
Is this maybe an adult man?
No.
Could you be thinking of someone whose age is more than 20 years?
Yeah.
Is this someone who has children?
Yeah.
Maybe a black person is on your brain?
Nope.
Is this character's age more than 40 years old?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of someone who speaks a little Spanish?
Not that I'm aware of.
Could you have a Canadian on your brain?
No.
Is this person's hair blonde?
Yeah.
On your brain, is there someone who's ever had their head shaved?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Are you thinking of a country singer?
Nope.
Maybe this is someone who hits insanely high notes as a singer?
Yeah.
Has this person ever won a Grammy before?
No.
Are you thinking of someone whose native language is Spanish?
No.
Is this person a pop star?
No.
Could you have on your mind someone from a popular TV show?
Yeah.
Was this somebody on the show Full House way back when?
No.
Are you thinking of someone who lives out in California?
Yeah.
Maybe this is somebody from one of those series on the Bravo channel?
No.
Are you thinking of a character possibly who sings on a stage?
Sometimes, yeah.
Has this person ever been from a Broadway show?
No.
Could you be thinking of someone who was on a show for children?
Yes.
Could you be thinking of someone seen on the Disney Channel?
No.
All right, me got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball.
There's no way.
Oh, you'll be thinking of one of me greats, one of me favorites, Miss Christina Aguilera.
No.
Oh,
no.
You got him, girl!
Oh, who are you thinking of, Heidi?
Kristen Bell.
Good one.
You didn't know she was a singer? I didn't either, honestly.
It's amazing that her and what's-his-face are still married.
Shepherd.
Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
And they still do those couple commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. She'll be in Frozen 2 doing the voice of Anna again.
Oh, and can that come out already? Yeah. Like, I'm sick of waiting for it. Like, when is Frozen 2 coming out,
you
people?
And me both, man.
Toy Story 4 is coming out before Frozen 2.
Right?
Think about that.
Get it together, Disney. Get your ish together. Heidi, thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning.
Thanks. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye.
Wow. That makes 9 losses for Gibbons the Great. 9. 52-9. Be careful. One more loss and we're canceling the show.
No.
We've been told that by the bosses.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Why did I nearly have a panic attack regarding meat yesterday while in Pick and Save?
What?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Oh, God.
We both had panic attacks over meat markets yesterday.
Allie at a Home Depot looking for dudes and Gibbons looking for literal meat.
So we mentioned on the air yesterday that it was National Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
I said, I believe it was off the air, that I was going to go to Pick and Save and get me some meat to cook in my slow cooker.
In fairness, you said, what the hell's the difference between corned beef and pastrami?
Yes.
Which I said, I don't know, but they're both the bomb. Continue.
So I go to Pick and Save, and I'm ready to get me some meat. I got my whole
plan. So what
are
you getting, pastrami or corned beef? You're getting pastrami?
Whatever the hell is there and available. I don't care.
Either one, yeah.
And in my head, based on what my friends have told me, I'm thinking you take this piece of meat, you put it in the slow cooker, you throw a spice here, a spice there, 2 cups of water, and you wait. So I get there, and I can't find the meat.
Oh, God.
I walk through the meat section. I walk through the dairy section. I walk through the bakery section.
Oh, my God. I buy corned beef all the time in the meat section.
I do a lap around the store. Yes, Riggs?
I was going to say, sometimes they have the actual meat, like, on the wall, and then they have, like, a little section outside of it in those little containers with, like, chicken and other frozen things. They
like
put, like, seafood in there. Yeah, the open,
like,
air ones.
Yeah, your waist.
Yeah, we can kind of look over and browse them as opposed to being
that
on the wall. Okay, good.
Nothing.
All right.
Then I finally go, all right, I'm finally going to ask somebody. I go to who I think is the butcher. Hey, butcher guy, I'm trying to get some corned beef or pastrami, whatever you guys have out. Do you have that back there? And the guy goes, I was just about to put some corned beef out here. So I'm like, yes, yes. All right. So now I know that I've got corned beef and not pastrami. I get the meat and I start looking up recipes for it. And every
you got the corned beef like in a bag, like I told you,
yes,
with the seasonings inside of it.
Yes.
You literally throw it in a crock pot and leave it.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, that is the simplest, most awesome meal ever.
How can you possibly be panicking? Where's this?
So
what's the panic?
Because I look up the recipes for this corned beef because it doesn't say on the
It's on the back of the bag.
I looked and it wasn't there, okay?
Lies.
So I look and I see potatoes and you gotta mince an onion and I start to freak out. Oh God. But then I find one that's simple. Get some onion soup powder, add some water to that.
You add more to their general spice packet?
Yes, but it was after 20 minutes of being in the store searching for this onion powder that I can't find. I ask one person. The guy says,
onion powder?
Onion
powder would be by
the amateur,
it'd be by the spices. Yeah.
It's like the most general spice I use.
Cinnamon, pepper, salt, onion powder, garlic powder.
I'm looking with like the taco seasonings and all. I ask a guy there.
God.
The guy says aisle 12 on the left. I look on aisle 12 on the left 7 times. I can't find it. I'm on my Snapchat freaking out. Radio Gibbons. I'm starting to sweat. My heart rate's going.
Dude, corned beef is so good you don't even need spices.
I get to the point where I'm like, screw this. I'm going to put the meat back. This was not meant to be. I'm out.
What?
And then I see a little something. It says, slow cooker for corned beef. It's a powder form, something or another. I grab that bad boy. I get out. And I'm like, all right, I got what I need.
You've got the corned beef.
I'm almost hyperventilating.
Okay.
By the time I get home, I'm telling you, I'm totally freaked out for no reason.
You don't need to be. Okay, go ahead.
By the time I get home, I put the little seasonings in there. Yeah. I throw the meat in there. The meat cooks for like 8 hours, and it's going to be good. But by the time I thought it was done, I wasn't sure that it was done, and I was gun-shy about eating it with my stomach issues. I was like, we got a meat thermometer, checked it. One piece would say it was 120 degrees. Uh-huh. One piece
so
would say it was 160 degrees.
I have so many thoughts.
Yes, Allie.
One, It's not chicken, Gibbons. It's meat. People eat raw meat all the time. It's called tuna tartare.
Well, it's not chicken. It's meat.
Or steak tartare. I mean, not tuna steak. Steak tartare. So I've had like raw meat before, just so you know. And that's like a thing. And it's okay. It's not chicken. So it's beef.
Checked it with the meat thermometer.
And 8 hours in a crock pot, it was probably burnt. Quite frankly,
it wasn't. It wasn't.
I'm shocked that you let it go that long and was worried it wasn't cooked.
So my girlfriend goes, "Listen, I'll eat it, and if I get sick, you know that it was bad." My girlfriend eats it, said it was the best cut of meat ever.
Of course. Yeah. It's corned beef, hello.
I was so flippin' freaked out that after 8 hours of cooking this damn thing, guess what I had for dinner last night? I kid you not.
Oh, God, what?
A ham and cheese sandwich.
Get out of here.
You're
grounded.
So scared.
You are grounded from life.
In my fridge right now is a perfectly good 4-pound piece of corn.
That you could have eaten raw, technically, if you wanted to, but I wouldn't advise it.
That I could have eaten the whole time that was cooked completely, but I had mentally screwed myself all day long over this crap.
Wait, let's play a game here. Gibbons,
yes.
You go to a steakhouse, or maybe you just sit Outback, whatever. Okay. Same thing. How would you like your steak cooked?
Medium well.
Oh, you're one of those guys.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's another discussion for another day.
You stop eating a medium well after you're 10, dude.
Yes.
But anyway, what do people say? They say medium, medium rare.
Uh-huh. Medium rare
but
plus.
Gibbons, it's not fully cooked if it's medium rare. They might die or get sick.
That's what I'm trying to explain to him, that meat is like...
What was your whole freak out about? It was just that it wasn't cooked right? It wasn't cooked all the way?
Were you worried about pleasing other people?
No.
Like, what was it?
The freak out started with... It was multiple freak outs. The freak out, the inability to find the meat.
Uh-huh.
The inability to find the onion soup mix.
That you didn't need.
That I didn't need.
Uh-huh.
The inability to figure out how to properly cook it because I followed the instructions distinctly.
There's nothing to do. It's so easy.
You put it in the damn crock pot, dump the seasonings that come with it out of the bag, the corned beef bag, and you let it sit and walk away.
Yes.
And then it was the fear of eating meat that wasn't fully cooked and getting sick.
Allie, this is like having a grown child.
It really is.
He's like having
a
grown child.
We teach him stuff every day. I mean, just the fact alone that I'm having to tell him it was not chicken.
Oh, we have to tell him where the spices are, onion powder would be.
Which is like the only spice I actually know how to use on the regular.
Let's remember how this whole thing started, this whole break here, with me saying I have no business being an adult out there in the world. Have I proven my point?
You need to take steps to continue doing it.
I can't believe you didn't eat it.
Yeah.
Well, now
that's
I got...
That's the worst part of it.
I got lunch and dinner for weeks now.
Thank goodness.
Good.
Well, lunch, because you're going to eat it all. Trust me.
Damn
right. It's so good.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Pete Davidson, you know, we just talked about Ariana Grande had to switch her Milwaukee date from April to July.
July 5th.
Uh-huh. Now she'll be coming to the Pfizer
Forum.
On July 5th, like Riggs just said.
Yep.
And Pete Davidson doing stand-up again. So, of course, making some jokes. Now, did you guys see the video of Thank You Next at all?
Yes.
Yes.
It's hysterical.
Uh-huh.
Kris Jenner plays the Mean Girls, you know, plays Amy Poehler, Mean Girls' mom.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But Ariana Grande obviously has a burn book. Hence the Mean Girls theme.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, there's a picture that has a Pete in the burn book that says huge. And obviously she was implying that he has a huge...
His schlong-along-a-ding-dong.
Which she has implied that he was well-packed since the beginning of their relationship, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that he might be 10 inches, all these things.
Oh,
she
geez.
Joked about all these Jeez. Things, right? And
he
so now Pete Davidson said, I don't like that she talked all this bleep for my bleep.
Talking bleep, that's a ringing endorsement, dude.
Well, I kind of bleep out the bad word because he's on stage, so he's cussing. You know, comedians cuss like crazy. So he said, everything's huge to her. Why would she tell everyone that I have a huge package? So that every girl who sees my package for the rest of my life is disappointed.
Dude!
That's what he said.
True.
I'm dying.
Wait, Ariana said in the song, in the burn book, huge. What's going on here?
Maybe
she wasn't lying.
No.
Of course not. Or maybe she was talking about his ego, huge.
Or she hasn't seen enough. She's dated enough guys. She's seen enough.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Oh, my God.
What? Is that how it goes?
Well, I'm just not even going to get into any graphic stuff for women.
No, let's not.
Let's just say, because I can have so many thoughts on whether you think it's big or not.
We'll take it as a lighthearted joke.
Yeah.
And move on with the life. By the way, the Ariana Grande show has been rescheduled to July 5th, if you're just tuning in. Mm-hmm. Tickets are still good for that date.
Yep.
So don't worry. You just got to wait another couple months to see Ariana.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. So, did you learn anything on the show this morning? I learned something new about Gibbons.
Oh,
what'd you learn?
I learned something new about this guy every day, Allie.
Oh, gosh.
And he learned something new about himself every day,
Allie. He really does. And he's like having a child.
He's like figuring out adulthood and who he is.
Yes. This guy goes to do corned beef or pastrami yesterday. So he goes to the grocery store and ends up having a full-blown panic attack because he can't find it and he can't find certain ingredients. He doesn't
After
know where the spice aisle is.
Pick up the damn corned beef and walk out of the store. Everything's inside of it.
Yes. Everything. He goes, there was only a packet in there. Yes, that's all you need is that little packet. It will season the whole beef thing itself.
Yeah. Shocked a man wasn't listening, I'm sure.
And then, after 8 hours of cooking it, is worried that
eight
it's not cooked enough. Worried that it's
on
not cooked
high.
Enough.
High!
Dude, you could put anything in a crock pot for 8 hours. Anything, and it will be done after 8 hours.
He's right.
Eight hours.
Anything.
Yes.
I appreciate you leaving out the part where I knew at one point I was making beef, and then halfway through I thought I was making pork. I'm glad you left that out.
That actually... Yeah. Is a real thing that happened to Gibbons. You should tell everyone about your self-realization about meat.
I don't belong out in public as an adult. I realized it
didn't click for Gibbons. I tried to explain to him. It's not chicken. It's meat,
right.
I kept saying. And he didn't understand. He didn't understand I meant beef.
Raw chicken, bad. Raw fish, okay. You can eat raw fish.
And listen, if
raw meat, raw beef, okay.
Raw beef, okay. Not great, but okay.
If there's anybody out there who was like, there's no way he actually freaked out about that, go check my Snapchat at Radio Gibbons, and you will see a 32-year-old man having a full-blown panic attack freak out over meat.
The best part was you were like, I needed a meat thermometer, and I'm like, it's not Thanksgiving, it's not a turkey, and that's when it clicked for you, the poultry thing.
Yes,
he said poultry, and then you're like, oh, wait, it's
poultry,
a meat thermometer. Oh.
And beef are two separate things. It's
and
okay.
Neither one of them is pork, which is what I thought
I
was making.
No.
God, I'm an idiot.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
We just found out.
Yeah, right?
Quite honestly.
We know what you learned.
But not about myself. Oh, no, because I'm learning a lot about myself.
Uh-huh.
I learned about our friend Allie.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
You know, she's recreated herself. She's lost 1 million pounds.
106, thank
you. She said she's ready to date, but she's finally figured out. She's finally figured out where to find men. No, not on a dating app. No. Not at Starbucks. Church. No. Where do you find all the men? At Home Depot at like noon
on
a Monday.
Because they all have jobs and they're all there to get stuff for their job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're all looking like dirty and grungy and like manly and they can like put stuff together. And you're the only woman in the whole store except for the employees. It's great.
Be careful because sometimes that's guys getting away from their wives.
Yeah.
So you might be running into those guys,
too. I know how to look at a wedding ring, and I know how to stalk someone on Facebook.
They know how to take them off,
too. And find
their
damn wife.
But
I know how to find you and your wife. Trust.
I get this image in my head of Allie's...
Don't even go there that I would ever even have an affair with a married
dude. I'm saying they will.
Because
they're the clowns.
Yeah.
Allie's leaving Home Depot. She gets in her car. She backs the car up 5 feet and then looks to her left, sees all the men, pulls back in the spot, goes back in the store, and goes fishing.
That's right. And I was actually looking for a smart man anyway who would be divorced, quite frankly. So he wouldn't be married to begin with.
Oh,
my God.
What did you learn on the show, Allie?
I learned that Riggs is having fun with Venmo.
I am.
And doing random things to make money on it.
Uh-huh. People will comment on your ex, and they'll say mean things at your ex's photograph if you'll send them $5 on Venmo.
Which I'll do for free. Just message me.
Listen, Riggs, I'll Venmo you $10 to leave a pile of poop on my landlord's front step. Okay,
done.
$10.
Done and done.
Hey, you got to make that side hustle money,
Venmo
bro.
Venmo it right now. Riggs Radio and Venmo, please. Thank you.
What's up with you and landlords, Gibbons, by the way?
I have terrible
Again?
Luck with them. Yep.
Oh, and he's a child, too.
Mm-hmm. You know
that, right? Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.